I let it happen. If we hadn't come here, this was all my fault, Cainnai.
Questionable, mistress.
Because, my sweetness, there is nothing out there.
Nothing? There has to be something.
It's a wilderness. Barren, inhospitable. Nothing has lived out there for generations.
I find that hard to believe.
Do you? Then why don't you ask the court historian? He'll tell you all about it.
I'd rather see for myself.
I told you already, my love, there is nothing to see.
How do you know that? There aren't any maps here, are there?
Maps?
And even if there were, you wouldn't be able to read them.
Not again. My lady, always this talk of reading. I've told you before, this reading is for scientists, not for the nobility, not for my people. Why this sudden urge to escape from me, my sweet? Have I been so bad a host?
No. You've been the perfect host, Lucor.
And protector?
And protector.
Haven't you lived a life of luxury here? Haven't my people showered you with gifts and praise?
You've all been delightful. Everything has been delightful.
Then why so sad, precious one?
I'm not sad. I'm bored.
Bored?
A little, yes.
Yes, I understand, my sweetness. When you've lived a life such as yours, fought so many battles, saved so many lives.
I had work to do, and I did it, that's all.
After all that, I suppose palace life might be quite dull. Yes, I understand. But it needn't be.
Needn't it?
Certainly not. Have a little patience, my precious one, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Oh, my friends, enough! Enough! Precious friends, sweethearts, countrymen, I would like to propose a toast to you all. A toast to honor a noble lady whose guardianship fate has entrusted us.
And in the year of flame, the great kingdom was cleft into seven parts. And of those seven parts, all but one perished in the fires of death and decay. Her eyes scarred with the agony of her people, the great Empress Helena retired to her palace and
Query!
I beg your pardon?
Query!
Oh, what is it now?
Explain phrase, quote, perished in the fires of death and decay, end quote.
It is exactly as I said. All but one part perished.
That was not my query. Information regarding percentage of population destroyed was understood. This unit requires specific information regarding manner of their destruction if complete record of planet history is to be recorded.
Oh, I was just getting on to that.
Negative.
What?
Negative. Following sentence relates to Empress Helena. Quote, her eyes scarred.
Yes, 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 I know what I said. That was the bit about shutting herself in the palace away from the plague.
Query.
Oh, what now?
Explain precise nature of plague.
What do you mean?
I am unable to express question in another form. Explain precise nature of plague.
Precise nature of plague?
You have not mentioned the plague before.
Oh, yes, I have.
Negative.
Of course I've mentioned the plague. I always mention the plague.
Negative. Since I have arrived, you have said 15,300,412 words in this unit's presence. Scanning memory for the word plague.
Well, there really isn't any need to mention the plague. Is there? Everybody knows about the plague.
Negative. I do not.
Well, you're only a machine. Now, why would you bother yourself about a plague? Tin dogs can't catch plagues, can they?
Irrelevant. This unit is not constructed from the metal to which you refer. Discontinue irrelevant conversation and recommence planet history.
Oh, Oh, if you insist. Oh, no, where was I?
Time, location, year of the flame, ray 14th generation of House of Ditola, second moon cycle, fourth season, specific reference point, destruction of 14.2857142857% of the population by plague. Specific query, exact nature of plague. End of query. Continue.
Oh, that's your trouble, Tin Dog. You take all the romance out of it.
Who amongst you can deny feeling an admiring tingle run up your spines on hearing tales of my lady's bravery in the face of the slave trader, Quebec of Magranite IV, or beg the court historian to recite once more the legend of her conquest of disease in the beleaguered Hanamar system?
Really, Emperor, all I did was develop an antidote from the experiments they'd already started.
My lady's modesty ill suits her. A toast, my friends, to our honored guest, she who has charm, beauty, and valor to rival the great Empress Helena herself. To my lady!
Are you clear? Is there really any need for all this?
My lady, please. Must I remind you to address His Highness in the correct manner in the presence of the courtesans?
You mean this rabble? They're so drunk they can hardly stand up, let alone argue about palace protocol.
My lady's tongue is sharper than their wits, indeed.
Oh, for goodness sake, Lucor, please stop talking to me like that.
It is the language of the court, my lady.
I'm going upstairs. I've got far more important things to do than attend dinner functions.
This function is in your honour, sweetness.
Good night.
Back to your metal dog. I'll have none of it. Friends, musicians, esteemed visitors, it seems we are to lose our guest of honor to her bedchamber. But before we do, my sweets, there is one last duty I must perform. A duty that I, as emperor of this insignificant kingdom, consider perhaps my greatest, in that in doing it, I shall throw my hand out to the Planetary Alliance in such a gesture of solidarity and strength as has rarely been seen in this land since my greatest ancestor, Empress Helena herself, laid down her life for her people. I, Lucor, son of Yoram, offer this honored lady my hand in wedlock.
Query.
Oh, really? This is too tiresome. I have caressed the souls of newly crowned emperors with my words. I have pacified rioting peasants with a single sentence. But in all my years as the official court historian, I've never met so impatient, over-precise, and infuriating an audience as you, Tin Dog.
I repeat, this unit is not constructed from
what
the metal...
What do you need all this information for? What possible use could it have? Who is there to tell? Everyone's heard my stories 1,000 times or more. Oh, not that any of them listen these days. Nobody's interested in history. Oh, not anymore.
I am.
Why bother, eh? There's no rhyme or reason in it, Tin Dog.
This unit, proven to have insufficient knowledge of ectospace technology, folklore, and interplanetary history. Full assimilation of this planet's history hampered by oral tradition of passing on information.
Oh, what was your query?
Explain theory on transference of energy from a specific rock formation.
What are you talking about?
Reference, quote, it is easier to get light out of a healing stone, end quote.
Oh, it was an expression, a turn of phrase. Oh, it doesn't actually mean anything. Well, when I say it doesn't mean anything, of course it means something. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. No, what I mean is to
your
say...
Your argument is illogical, therefore irrelevant. Continue.
Oh, if ever a man suffered. Deep in the realms of the Outer Kingdom, known as interplanetary space, when the great Empress Helena was declared dead to a devastated empire...
Query.
You shall be my empress, and together we shall rule the seven systems and all their people with dignity, fairness, and power.
My lady, your reply.
My what?
Your acceptance. Come, stand.
Emperor Lucor, I must thank you for your hospitality. Due to the circumstances in which we arrived, I have been most grateful for the seclusion you have offered me here. I have indeed been equally grateful for the endless display of gratitude from your people. The plaudits, the awards, the presentations. Your palace has seen so many sumptuous feasts, all in my honour, that I was beginning to wonder when your generosity would run dry.
Oh, never, my lady.
But even I could never have expected this final, truly extraordinary offer. To become your empress. To rule by your side, Lucor. Emperor Lucor. I hope I am not being too forthright when I say, in front of your honored guests, that I would rather live the life of a pauper than contaminate the house of your ancestors with my alien blood. I don't belong here, Lucor, and I certainly am no empress.
Are you insane?
Thank you, my friends, for all your kindness. But really, I've had quite enough now. Wedlock? Marry him? Of all the... K-9? Where are you, K-9? K-9, are you in there? We're leaving. K-9? Oh, I thought I told you to... Oh, really? This is inexcusable!
Mistress!
K-9, where have you been? I thought I told you to finish the outer skin modulation circuit.
Completion of work impossible, Mistress. My understanding of ectospace physical law is...
Nonsense, K-9. There, you see? I've done it.
Negative.
Don't argue with me. Look, it'll work perfectly.
Modulation circuit overloaded, Mistress. Outer skin dysfunctional.
I'm fully aware of that, K-9. Well, we shall simply have to travel without it, that's all.
Negative.
What do you mean, negative?
Travel not advisable. The ship is incomplete. Further tests necessary before first voyage.
Well, we would have done the tests, wouldn't we? If you hadn't kept trundling off in the middle of vital experiments.
Further information necessary if this unit is to function accurately in ectospace.
Oh, shut up, K-9, and let's go. I can't stand it here a moment longer.
Negative, Mistress. The ship is incomplete.
Well, there can't be that much more to do, surely. Been working on it for months. I know it might look like something out of H.G. Wells, but surely it'll dematerialize at the very least. What's wrong with it?
Outer skin inoperable. Power source behavior unpredictable due to limited understanding of this universe's quantum mechanics. Time travel facility unstable.
Well, we won't use the time travel facility then. Even a short jump away from this planet will be enough. Let's get out of here first and we can worry about fixing the ship later.
Journey not advisable, Mistress. Hypothesis. If ship rematerializes in atmosphere that is incompatible with this...
That is a chance we are just going to have to take.
My lady!
Come on, K-9!
Negative.
Oh, all right, I'll go by myself.
Negative.
My lady!
It's no time to argue, K-9!
My lady, where are you?
Are you coming or not?
Affirmative.
Operate spatial travel facility.
Operating.
What is this?
Lucor, I'm so sorry.
My lady! Where are you?
She told me how her love had died. She told the story well, for our faces gleamed with tears that night as she led her lover. Oh, contrite as she let her lover tell her tale.
Oh, I don't think that was quite right. Ooh, still, at least we rematerialized in one piece.
Negative, Mistress. Substantial damage has been sustained.
Nothing that can't be stuck back together again. K9, doesn't it feel wonderful?
This unit
to be out in the fresh air, free from all that pomp and ceremony. If I'd had to attend one more official function, I'd have gone mad, court protection or no court protection. Now all we have to do is fix the time travel facility, make sure we always travel in the past, and there's no way that Kebek and his thugs will ever catch up with us.
Negative, Mistress.
What do you mean, negative? Well, they're hardly likely to develop a time travel facility themselves, are they? They can hardly pilot a planet skimmer, let alone...
This ship is inoperable. Damage sustained during flight, irreparable, Mistress.
Nonsense, K9. All right. I'll admit, we took a bit of a battering, but surely with a little work... How much of it is damaged, K9?
Damage sustained to 4,513 components, Mistress. I will list them in ascending order of seriousness. 1. Metal seat support, corroded to an unacceptable safety level. 2.
Never mind the minor details. What about the spatial displacement unit? The tachyon drive? The power source?
Spatial displacement unit, 55% operable.
55%? Well, that doesn't seem too bad.
Tachyon drive damaged beyond repair.
Oh, dear. So much for time travel for the moment. Let's hope we haven't landed on Kebek's homeworld. That could be very nasty. Oh, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. What about the power source?
Power source ejected during flight.
What?
I ejected the ship's power source when it reached 98.997% overload, Mistress, as you instructed.
Did I?
Affirmative.
When did I tell you to do that?
When we were constructing the power source, Mistress. Quote... If it overheats, we'll just have to eject it in the vortex, end quote.
That was a joke, K9. Oh, do you really think I'd seriously want to abandon an overheated power source in the vortex? But think what damage it could do, especially in this universe. Really, K9. If everyone were to start doing that, it'd be like crossing a minefield every time you went into warp drive. Oh, well, we'll just have to go back and get it before it does any damage, I suppose. But before we can go anywhere, we need to fix the ship. And before we can do that, we'll have to find ourselves a temporary power source. Let's hope this is a civilized planet. If it isn't, we're going to have to rub two stones together and hope for a spark.
Plan of action not understood, Mistress.
Oh, never mind. Right. Coming, K9?
Affirmative.
Are you picking up any signs of advanced technology?
Affirmative, Mistress.
That's a good sign. Which direction?
North by northwest.
North by northwest. Let's see, if the sun's over there, then it must be this way.
Negative, Mistress. This is ectospace.
Well, of course it is, so it's different, isn't it?
Affirmative. North by northwest is this way, Mistress.
If you say so. Gosh, it's just like the old days, isn't it, K9? How many miles away is it?
3.5692 miles, Mistress.
3.5 miles. Oh, dear.
Why did you lie to me, Mother?
Lie to you?
You told me that Father had gone away. You said he had to make a great journey, that he'd been honoured by the Empress.
He was honoured. Your father was a good man.
He died, didn't he?
Nathaniel.
He died of the plague.
Your father was chosen by the elite.
There isn't any elite. There isn't any empress waiting for the Day of Atonement at the edge of the world.
Nathaniel, how can you say such things? Who's been filling your head with this nonsense? Of course the empress exists.
Then where's my father? Standing by her side? One of the chosen ones, is he?
Your father.
My father is dead! He caught the plague, just like I did. And he died. Mother, I'm not a child anymore. I don't believe in fairy tales.
Nathaniel, listen to me. You survived the illness. That makes you unique. It makes you a chosen one. And as a chosen one, you'll have duties to perform. Duties that you must take seriously. No more running away. No more games in the outer chamber.
That wasn't a game. We wanted to go outside.
And no more breaking the rules. As a chosen one, people will look up to you. You have to be a good example to them.
Of what? Of mindless slavery?
Nathaniel!
Oh, that's what Thenora calls it. She said...
You must forget everything Thenora said to you. She was a foolish child.
What do you mean? Was? Mother. Is she dead as well?
Thenora was not a chosen one.
Oh, no. I don't believe it. K-9, please tell me that's not what I think it is.
Unable to comply with your request, mistress. Please specify.
Lucor's palace. We only travelled 3.5 miles.
3.5692 miles, mistress.
Yes, all right. Oh, well, I suppose this does mean we can build another ship fairly easily. If it means marrying Lucor. Oh, K-9. Do you know, for a moment or two, I actually believed... Oh, well, I wanted to see what was outside the palace. Now's my chance. I have a feeling it might not be a very good idea to go back there for a few hours at least. Let Lucor cool down a little. What do you think, K-9? Feel like a bit of a recce?
Recce. Colloquial Earth expression referring to exploration and reconnaissance.
Well, what do you think?
Good idea, mistress.
Good. You could pick up some Earth samples or something. You like picking up Earth samples. Not that there's much fertile soil out here. According to the court historian, nothing's lived out here since the Dark Times, whatever they were.
Dark Times, reference 200-year war, local timescale. Planetary revolution involving...
That's odd. I never noticed that wall before. Do you see? The one around the palace. I suppose it must have been hidden by trees or something. Lucor obviously has very clever garden architects.
But how will I find the plantation chamber? I've never been there.
The walls will tell you.
And how will I recognise the gifts?
So many questions, Nathaniel. Have faith in yourself. You'll know everything you need to know, I promise.
Oh, how can I know everything I need to know if nobody tells me anything?
The knowledge will come to you. You're a chosen one.
I don't want to be a chosen one. I don't want to harvest the gifts. I don't want to go to the palace, if it exists.
It exists.
Oh, I wish I'd never survived. I wish I was dead.
Nathaniel, never say that. Understand? Never.
I'm sorry.
Come on, they're waiting for you.
He's here. Oh, he's here. Oh, look, he's coming.
That's odd.
Very odd.
Most incongruous.
Agreed, mistress.
A ploughed field on a planet that's supposed to be completely barren. Apart from the palace gardens, that is.
The soil is not barren, mistress. Initial examination reveals high nutrient content in the soil, rendering it capable of sustaining considerable vegetable growth.
There's something odd about it, though. Can't quite put my finger on it. I wonder... Well, this looks healthy enough. It's a kind of cross between a potato and a pineapple.
It is a kangqua fruit, mistress. Traditionally served raw with the juice of a patanguit bud. Though, on ceremonial occasions, it is marinated in myrtle beast blood and presented in freshly removed bladder of an infant queg.
Sounds delicious.
I have 134 variations on the recipe, mistress. Starting to list them now.
Not now, K-9. I suppose it's possible that this might be the palace cabbage patch, so to speak. Odd that it should be so far away from the grounds, though.
Danger, mistress!
What did you say?
Danger! The Class 2 warrior bird is preparing to...
Let's get out of here! We should be safe in here. Oh, what's all that about, I wonder? Maybe they don't like kung fa fruit. That was close. Are you all right, K-9?
Minimum damage. damage sustained to rear sensors.
They've bent your tail. Hang on. Oof. That better?
Affirmative, mistress.
Looks like we're trapped for the moment. Have you got enough power to shift this lot?
Affirmative, mistress. However, sustained use of offensive capability will completely deplete power reserves.
Maybe we'd better save your energy for later. I've a feeling we might be needing it. Oof! Well, there's a start. At least I won't suffocate. Whew, they don't give up, do they? What sort of a ship did you say it was?
A Class 2 warrior bird.
Huh. Class 2? Pretty antiquated, then. Is it one of Quebec's?
Negative.
That's a relief. All the same, doesn't seem too friendly. I wonder if Lucor realizes he's under attack. He doesn't seem to... Where did it go, K-9?
Insufficient information, mistress.
Well, those things don't have warp capability, do they?
Negative, mistress.
Well, then where did it go? It can't have simply vanished into thin air. What's that?
Please clarify your question, mistress.
Shh! Can you hear it? I think it's coming from the walls. Like a... It's alive!
Negative, mistress.
It is! As soon as I touched it, I felt it reach out. It tried to touch me.
Speculative, mistress.
Not physically, K-9, mentally. And it's glowing. They all are. Which is presumably why it's not pitch black in here.
Warning, mistress!
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm frightfully sorry. Is this your cave?
You must get out of here.
I'm afraid that's going to be rather difficult. Unless you want to start digging, that is.
Don't you know where you are?
Not entirely. We were taking shelter from the... Ow! Do you mind?
You're not one of the Chosen. What are you doing here? Only the Elders and the Chosen are allowed.
Order! Move away from the mistress or I will shoot.
What's that?
That is my dog. And he will shoot, so if I were you...
You have to get out of here!
K-9! Ah! Thank you. What do you make of her, K-9?
Female. Age, approximately 48 years, local timescale. Clothing indicates primitive culture.
Certainly does. She's not from the palace. This cave is obviously special. It must be something to do with the walls. And what did she mean, I'm not one of the Chosen?
Insufficient information, mistress.
Well, we can't go that way, not without running down your batteries. And I don't see why we shouldn't have a little look, do you?
Recce, mistress.
Right. Come along, K-9.
Their age is immaterial. All I'm concerned with is their physical suitability. For the program, of course. What else? My dear man, there are rules we must abide by, procedures we must follow to the letter. If there's no order here, then how can I possibly be expected to complete my work? Well, that's all very well. But if I'm to meet my deadline, I'll need at least another... No. No, 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 no! It cannot wait. Then bring them all in. We can deal with them when they are delivered. Yes, all of them. Imbeciles. I'm dealing with imbeciles. Oh. Oh.
What is that smell? It seems... K-9? What are they?
Insects, mistress. I am unable to verify species or...
What are they doing?
Feeding, mistress.
Feeding on what?
Corpses, mistress.
Corpses? How many of them? How did they die?
I will analyze them, mistress.
K-9, no! I've got to get out of here. curiouser and curiouser.
Who are you?
What? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. What is this place?
It's the plantation chamber.
Plantation chamber? Oh, I see. Oh, of course. That's what was odd about the field. It had been harvested from underground. We must be directly below it. Fascinating. That's odd. I would have thought there'd be more damage than this. What's this, I wonder?
It carried the gifts.
Gifts?
From the gods.
Did it really?
Well, that's what we're supposed to believe.
And do you?
I don't know. You're not supposed to be in here.
And you are?
Of course. I'm a chosen one.
Of course. Where did you come from?
Down there.
So that's another way out?
Way out to where?
Well, to outside.
You've been outside?
Yes.
And you weren't struck down?
No. Well, almost.
Is my mother here?
I don't know. Oh, well, I might have seen her. Is she about 48? So high?
Oh, I don't understand you.
That's a simple enough question, isn't it?
What's so high?
I meant that... Can you see me?
You were the stranger that talked to her.
You're blind.
The wolves told me you were odd.
Did they really?
Are you one of the elite?
I don't think so.
You! What did you do to me?
Mother!
I'm terribly sorry we shot you. We didn't realise...
What are you doing in the plantation chamber? Are you from another tribe? Did you think to steal the gifts from us?
I've got them, Mother. She didn't want to steal anything. She didn't even know this was the plantation chamber. She's a stranger. She's been outside.
You're trespassing on sacred land.
Attention, mistress.
What's that?
Oh. It's all right. He won't bite unless I tell him to. What is it, K-9?
My preliminary examination revealed the corpses to show symptoms of a viral infection.
What corpses?
These things should not concern you, Nathaniel.
Tell me, Mother. Did they die of the plague?
What plague?
The plague. Viral infection that destroyed 85.7142857142.9% of the population in the Year of the Flame. Ray, 14th generation of House of D'Tola.
Never mind that. Did all the corpses die from this infection?
Affirmative, mistress.
Oh, dear.
I told you to stay away.
You did indeed. I'm sorry we didn't listen. This is appalling, K-9. I was enjoying a life of luxury whilst people were dying in caves only a few miles from the palace.
You've been to the palace?
It exists.
Well, you must have seen it, surely. You're blind as well. Are all your people blind?
Have you been beyond the Great Wall?
Why does nobody ever answer any of my questions?
I do.
Yes, I have been behind the Great Wall. If you mean the one that's surrounding the palace, and I assure you... What are you doing?
The gods be praised.
Please, there's really no need.
Forgive me if I ever doubted you, Majesty.
Please, stand up, will you? I was only ever a guest at the palace, and I have a feeling I've probably lost that particular privilege now. Not that I'm particularly upset about that, especially if they let this kind of thing go on in their own backyard without so much as a... Look, I'm sorry. Please, stand up. What is it?
I don't understand. You're not the Empress?
Certainly not.
Then you are one of the elite.
No, I'm not that either. We're travellers.
Travellers?
I think we can help you. Don't you, K-9?
Insufficient information, mistress.
Oh, don't be silly, K-9. It should be easy enough to manufacture an antidote for them once we get back to the palace. If we can persuade Lucor to let us in, of course. And I've got an idea or two about that.
If you're not one of the elite, then you'll be smitten down by the mighty Firebirds of Wrath. As soon as you reach the Great Wall.
The mighty Firebirds of Wrath?
Those that protect the palace and bring the gifts for harvesting.
In these metal caskets? Take a look at this, K-9, would you?
Mistress?
So they might not have been bombing the field at all, unless, of course, they dropped your gifts by accident. Would you mind if I take a look at them?
No! It's forbidden. Only the elders...
Only the chosen and the elders are allowed to touch the sacred gifts. Well, I'm 487. You might have thought that counted as an elder. Oh, never mind. Well, K-9?
Metal construction and content compatible with Class 2 warrior bird.
So it did come from the ship. But who sent it, I wonder? Why? Not Lucor, surely.
Who is this Lucor?
Emperor Lucor. He lives in the palace.
Emperor? There is no emperor.
He's dead.
Dead?
He was killed trying to climb the Great Wall.
What was his name?
Emperor Trist.
So who rules now?
Everyone knows who rules now.
If she exists.
Of course she exists.
Answer required. Who rules now?
Empress Helena, of course.
Nathanian, we must return to the water pools. Our people await the harvest.
Not yet.
We have to go now.
Here, you take them. I want to talk to the strangers.
No, my son. Leave them. You have duties now.
But...
Duties as a chosen one.
All right. If you insist.
Stay away from our people. There is no place for you here.
Mother!
No place. Come.
K-9, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Insufficient...
What year is this?
Based on information received, my calculations indicate that it is the year of the flame, Ray, 14th generation of the House of D'Tola, second moon cycle, sixth season.
So I was right. We've travelled in time. How?
Hypothesis. Time-space vortex possesses unanticipated qualities in ectospace.
How far have we travelled?
213 years, 1 month, 4 days, 7 hours into the past, Mistress.
Which means that even if we can get into the palace, the chances are we won't find a suitable power source for the ship.
Probability of being able to construct a suitable power source is 4,517,703 to 1, Mistress.
So we're trapped.
As an elder of the tribe, I call upon Nathanian, the youngest of the chosen, to present to us the gifts he has harvested from the gods. Nathanian, will you place the gifts into the water pool that we might drink their nectar?
That rock, the porous looking one, could you analyze it for me, K-9?
Affirmative. Rock contains 32% hyprox, 13% H2O, 41% cythodurite.
Cythodurite. Just what I thought. K-9, this is the alloy they were experimenting with on Magranite 4, the one we used as a basis for the Sherwood syndrome antidote.
Affirmative.
Which is why the walls are iridescent.
Affirmative.
Well, it doesn't solve our other problem. But at least that means we can fairly easily manufacture an antidote for this infection. We wouldn't even have to go to the palace. I could do it here. A rough concoction, at any rate. One that would at least slow the infection down.
Negative.
Negative?
Negative.
Are you positive?
Nathanian, will you be the first to sip the nectar of the gods?
What's happening?
No. Please, no. Not here.
Nobody move! It's time for selection. By the command of the Empress.
I'm not a complete slave to technology, K-9. When you had a power failure on Ganymar, I had to use a pestle and mortar. I cured at least 150 people, you know.
Antidote for this infection not discovered until the year of the high waters. Ray, 17th generation of the House of D'Tola, 5th moon cycle, 1st season, Mistress.
So?
We are in a time period 104 years previous to the year it was discovered.
Oh, I see what you mean. Is that important?
85.7142857142% of the population was killed by the infection. 14.28571285871% remained. Hypothesis, the surviving population lived in the palace and grounds.
You mean the people down here were wiped out?
Affirmative.
So if we're to preserve the timeline, we can't help them.
Affirmative, Mistress.
And if we do help them?
Hypothesis. Cave population survives, recovers, lost spirit, uprises against oppressors, topples the planetary government.
And there never is an Emperor Lucor to offer us protection from Quebec, which means that we don't get to build the ship and come back in time. Our hands are tied, K-9. We can't help them.
Affirmative, Mistress.
What's happening? Who are they?
There's nothing to fear, Nathanian.
We've got to get away.
No, Nathanian. Do what they say.
You, keep moving.
He's a child. He doesn't know his mother.
I said, mother. Keep moving.
Oh, I wish there was some other way of doing this.
My defensive capabilities will be online in 2 hours, 4 minutes, Mistress.
Oh. That long?
Affirmative. Batteries drained due to lack of natural light in cave complex, Mistress.
Oh, I knew it was a mistake converting your backup supply to solar input energy. Well, you save your strength then. I need you on your toes, so to speak.
So to speak, not understood.
I need you to preserve your energy. If they're as unfriendly at the palace as those two seem to think, then we might need a little firepower to bargain with. Much as I hate to resort to violence. K-9, you don't suppose there's another... K-9? Oh, really? There's no need to sulk.
This unit preserving energy as ordered, Mistress.
Oh, don't you take that tone with me, I...
Mistress?
I'm all right, K-9. A bit dizzy, that's all. Must be all this hard work. It is a bit airless. I'll be all right if I sit down for a while. Oof. Oof. That's better.
Warning, Mistress.
Hello? Can I help you?
Where are they taking us?
It's the selection. That's all, my darling. It'll soon be over.
What's the selection?
It's nothing to be frightened of. You're a chosen one. You've got nothing to fear.
But what about you?
Me? I've lived through more selections than there have been gifts for the harvesting.
Is this how Father died?
Shh. Don't you say such things.
Who are these people?
They're the elite. They work for the Empress.
Are we going to the palace?
No, not the palace, no. It's better than the palace. Far better than the palace. We're going outside.
K-9. We have to get out of here.
Affirmative. Defensive capability online in 1 hour, 54 minutes.
I know. I feel so... faint. Can't concentrate.
Mistress! Mistress! Your body temperature has doubled. Heart rate increasing. Initial examination indicates viral infection.
The plague! She's got the plague!
You've been outside?
Yes.
Why did you never tell me?
Because it's forbidden. We were young. We were so afraid we'd be punished.
We? You mean my father?
Yes. Your father, Nathaniel. He was a foolish man, but a stubborn one. He was like you. He didn't believe in the legends. He wasn't prepared to simply sit back and believe. Obey. Not like the rest of us. He had to experience it for himself.
Outside?
Outside.
And he took you with him?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was terrible at first. Insufferable. An agony of heat and smells. Unlike anything I could ever have dreamt of. I thought I might die. But then I got used to it. We both did. We felt strong, powerful. I shall never forget it. I found I could walk without stooping and breathe. The air was indescribable, like honey.
And the elite will show the chosen how to share the honey of the gods. Do you think that's what they meant?
Maybe. Maybe, my darling.
That's just it. A time to choose. I have to be my own...
Mistress, decision imperative. Mistress.
You abandoned me. Gave me no choice. I couldn't go back there, not after all this. Why did you do it to me? K-9? Where are we? What's happened?
Mistress, Assistance impossible. Mistress.
It's all right, K-9. It's all right. Oh. I understand. It's the timeline. I understand.
She's dying.
Imperative, this unit gains access to palace. Location of alternative power source, imperative. Battery recharge, imperative. This unit closing down.
Right. Everybody out. Move it. You. Get up.
It's all right. I've got her.
What's this? Pile of junk. Put it in the incinerator.
Yes. No. No. No.
Mother. Shh.
Yes. No.
Please, he's my son. He's really
shut
young.
Up,
he's
old woman.
Storm.
I said shut
he's
up.
He's
oh,
get off her. One.
You move. Move!
Wait! No!
What are you doing?
Mother.
Shooting it!
No! I need some older specimens.
But I don't...
Must I tell you again? We have to follow the procedure. I have to test the resistance to every new strain we induce. If a specimen has lived to this age, there's always the possibility of multi-strain immunity.
But this one's been in before. I mean, look, you can tell by the branding on its arm.
Garen, see to it that my requirements are met. I don't care how you do it, just see to it.
Sir. Move it! Quickly! And take this lump of scrap!
Nathaniel? Nathaniel? Please, my son. Has anyone seen my son? Nathaniel, dear God, spare you from this.
Danger! Danger!
Mother! Oh. My mother!
You! Keep walking! What in the name of heaven?
Imperative! Access to palace required!
Where are we?
I don't know. Here, drink this.
Where did you get this?
Stole it. Back at home before a harvesting ceremony. Shouldn't have. It's forbidden. But my mother was dying.
It's packed with minerals. Must have seeped out of the walls.
It was the only thing that seemed to stop the pain.
Initial examination on specimen 45331. Male, approximately 16 seasons. Skin discoloring indicates specimen has been recently infected by the virus. I would guess strain 85, although it's possible from the swelling beneath the right shoulder that it was 84.
Please, who are you? Is this atonement?
Of course, this might be due to an unconnected injury. I shall be making a closer examination of the relevant bone structure in due course.
I'm a chosen one.
Commencing interior examination with specific reference to arteries and...
What the blazes? How am I supposed to be getting on with my work when you imbeciles are out there playing soldiers?
Please, please let me go.
What are you doing?
Preparing a... Well, it's a sort of a tonic, actually.
From a rock?
Well, it's not just any rock. I found it in your caves. Thank goodness I put it in my pocket. It's a secret recipe, though. I promised my friend that I wouldn't reveal it to anyone. Ow!
What is it?
My arm hurts. What is this?
It's the mark of the elders. We all have one now. When we return to the Inner Kingdom, we'll be treated with much respect.
Will we indeed? Tell me, have you been here before?
No, but my mother did. She returned with the mark of the elders.
Oh, long has this been going on, I wonder?
Well, since the dawn of the New Age, since the plagues began.
And how long is that?
20 generations.
20 generations?
The legends say that the Day of Atonement will come after 100.
Day of Atonement?
When the Empress rises and forgives us.
Forgives you for what, I wonder? Right. Pass me that water canister again. Thanks. Ugh. It's not the most pleasant concoction. Let's hope it does the trick.
Specimen 45331, deceased. Results indicate inborn immunity to strains 82, 83, and 84. Blood samples taken and stored. Excellent.
Sir?
What is it?
Something you should see, sir.
Do you mind?
Garon, what are you doing?
It's this one, sir. Look.
Ow!
According to its branding, it should be half dead by now, but one of my men discovered it trying to pick the lock.
Trying to what?
And it can see, sir. Look.
Ow! I've told you before. Stop doing that.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake with the branding?
No, sir. Follow the regulations precisely like you said, sir. This one was due to be returned to the caves as breeding stock.
Breeding stock? But it's got the virus, you fool. Oh, never mind. Leave it here. I'll see to it.
Sir.
Ow!
So, what do we have here, I wonder?
I'll tell you what you have here.
Its skin discoloration indicates infection, certainly.
I am a personal handmaiden of Empress Helena, and I demand to be taken back to the palace. Yeah. I assure you, you won't be laughing when the Empress realizes you've locked up a member of her private staff. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if she's ordered a thorough search for me already.
Do you know, some of you cavies really seem quite human at times.
Cavies?
It makes you think.
Does it, really?
So, let me see. Have you always been sighted? Must be some sort of genetic abnormality. Now, I wonder how that came about.
What is this place? What are you doing here?
Let me take a look at you.
Ow!
What's this? Have you been playing with rocks and cythodurite?
How did you know?
Where did you get this? Answer me. Where did you get this? Surely the cavies haven't been manufacturing an antidote themselves. That would ruin years of my work. Answer me!
There it is! I found it!
Warning! Your weapon is ineffective against this unit.
Oh, is it?
Affirmative. Damage inconsequential. Mysteries...
Specimen 45332. Abnormal intelligence indicated by its construction of an antidote from a natural source of cythodurite. Specimen claims not to be a cave dweller. I've infected it with strains 84 to 86. Now, the progress of the virus is interestingly rapid, indicating that the specimen has no natural immunity to infection.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be a palace handmaiden. If they don't mount their thorough search soon, there won't be much left of you to find. Surely you know how much my work is valued by... What? Gara!
Mistress!
K-9, are you all right?
Negative. I am unable to construct suitable power source from materials available. Approximation of journey to palace, 3 days, 2 hours, 14 minutes.
Too late.
This unit capable of manufacturing antidote, Mistress?
No, K-9. The timeline... You can't...
Decision imperative, Mistress. Mistress!
What is it?
My lady, awake at last.
Where am I?
You've been sleeping, my love. But now you're recovered. My physicians did well. I shall honour them on your behalf.
How did I get here? How long have I been asleep?
A week, my love. Just a week.
A week? Where's K-9? How do we get back to this time? The ship!
Calm yourself, pretty one. You have a ceremony to prepare yourself for. Now you are recovered, we can begin the preparations in earnest.
Ceremony?
A bonding ceremony. You're to be my empress. Had you forgotten? You came back to us. You chose me. Sleep now. My physicians will see to you momentarily.
But
sleep, my pretty one. Sleep.
K9? Are you in there? Where's K9?
In the name of Helena. Oh, my heart.
And the ship. What have they done to the ship? How did we get back here?
No, one question at a time, my lady. Please, oh, let me get my breath back, at the very least.
I was in the past, in some sort of prison camp. I was dying. I passed out. And the next thing I know, I've travelled back to this time, I've been cured, and there's absolutely no sign of either my ship or my dog. Why will nobody tell me what happened?
In the year of the Mange Beast, a corner in our history was turned that proved to be unlike any other.
I didn't come here to be lectured.
The safe return of our empress to be, the sacrifice of the metal dog.
Sacrifice?
And a fabulous journey to another time. All this will be recalled with near silent awe. It's given me a whole new lease of life, I don't mind telling you. When the lady of our land, the brave traveller, the empress to be, disappeared from our very midst, the great emperor feared he had lost her forever. Who could have dreamed?
Oh, K9.
My lady, there you are. The physicians are worrying. You should not tie yourself so. Tomorrow is a very important day for you. For us.
Why didn't you tell me about K9?
Ah, the gallant metal dog. My sweet lady, we have so much to thank him for. Had it not been for him, I would have lost you forever. But don't look so sad, pretty one. You're alive. We're about to start a new life together, remember?
No, I don't.
My lady, will you betray your friend's memory now?
What do you mean?
Don't you remember his dying words?
I don't remember anything at all.
Ah, then it must have been the fever. All the same, I would have expected the court historian to have told you.
He told me that K9 used his own power supply to bring me back, that the journey through the vortex destroyed him. Of course, he didn't put it quite like that, but that was the general gist of it.
Then he said nothing of the metal dog's dying plea to you.
No.
The promise he bade you make to join me in wedlock, to declare his name with reverence to all the seven galaxies.
K9 said that.
They were his last words. I swear it. I have our bonding feast to organize. Will you join me?
In a moment.
Very well.
Just a minute.
Ah! Oh, no! Oh, calamity!
Idiot man! What have I told you about these ridiculous embellishments and affectations? I dictate the history of this world, not you! You are a nothing, a nobody! Can you get nothing right? I should have fed you to the Mange Beast years ago!
Your Majesty, say no, spare me! I'm just a foolish old man!
Go away!
Who is it?
Majesty, it is me. Your Empress wishes to speak with you.
Indeed. In that case... Sleep well, you old fool. You will need all your wits about you tomorrow.
Lucor.
My lady.
I owe you an apology.
An apology, my sweetness?
For abandoning my duties, my obligations. For abandoning you.
I never doubted you would return.
But I doubted you, Lucor. You see, I've become so accustomed to questioning people's motives, so used to deception, betrayal, that I thought...
Thought what, my sweet?
Well, I thought that this marriage would be a sham, Lucor. A convenient public alliance.
My lady.
It happened to me before, you see. I trusted someone.
I was ready to give up my life for him. I thought it would last forever, that we would go on forever as we were.
And what happened?
He betrayed me.
I won't betray you. I love you.
Do you?
How can you doubt that? Haven't I protected you? Given you a safe haven from the barbarian Kebek? Haven't I indulged your every wish? Even given you all you needed to escape from me?
Escape?
If you truly want to leave, my love, then do so. I won't stop you. If that will make you truly happy.
I'm tired of running away, Lucor. I want to stay.
Then stay, my sweet.
And on the fourth stroke, my lady, you take the ceremonial glass, hold it aloft, and pledge your allegiance to your emperor and to the seven systems, as I have taught you.
Yes, yes.
Then I, as court historian, recite the names and histories of each of the emperors to go before you.
Do you really?
Oh, it's a magnificent recital, one of my best. At Nucor's investment, it was said that the nobles were so enthralled that one might have heard the beating of a fiddleclip's wings. Had there been any in the throne room, of course. Well, there weren't, naturally.
Naturally.
Ah, this is it. Take your place, my lady.
Who calls to be joined in bonding with our mighty emperor?
I call.
Will you take the great goblet of Helena and swear allegiance to each of the seven systems?
I will.
Will you serve your people with diligence, keenness of spirit and courage until the day you shall die?
My lady.
I will.
Will you lay down your life for your emperor and for his people should they so demand, in the shadow of the great sacrifice that Helena, greatest of all empresses, made in the year of the flame?
I will.
Then take her goblet, that we may bow before you.
Precious guests, sweethearts.
No, not yet.
Before I swear allegiance to anybody, I have a story of my own to share with you, if my emperor will permit it.
But my lady...
Let her speak.
Oh.
Thank you. My friends, since I came to your universe, I have spent many years fighting injustice, slavery, corruption. You have all heard tales of my encounters, some woefully exaggerated, others less so. And yet, in all these years, I have rarely come across such corruption as I have witnessed recently.
Majesty, I must...
Be silent!
I created a machine, my friends. A machine that would enable me to travel back in time. I made such a journey, and the circumstances I faced forced me to make a choice. I chose to let a race of people die rather than helping them, because I believed that in doing so, I was preserving their future, your present. Had I known what I was preserving, had I realized the state of corruption here, maybe I would never have made that choice.
My lady!
The greatest irony is that I was mistaken. This is not their future. It is their present. My machine failed. I never traveled in time at all. Only a few miles from this palace live a race of people who have been enslaved for generations. They live in caves in awe of an empress, Helena. They live for her return, for her forgiveness, not knowing that she died over a century ago, that her descendants live this life of luxury in the very same palace that she died in.
And
why does your emperor propagate these lies? I'll tell you. Self-preservation. The only possible threat to all this opulence is the plague that killed his ancestors. He's paranoid about it. So paranoid that he's set up factories, abominable experimentation factories, hidden out of sight beyond the great wall that protects him from the world outside. He uses the cavies
as genetic guinea pigs, infecting them with new man-made strains of the virus so that his scientists can extract their natural immunities to protect Lucor and his elite. This man is condemning his people to a living death.
They're savages! You've seen them! They know better than animals!
Even animals deserve a better life than the one they have!
Repairs complete, Mistress.
Thank you, K-9. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen. Oh, one last thing, Lucor. The next time you throw a dog into your dungeons, I'd make sure you disarm it first. Or maybe build thicker walls. The one between K-9's cell and your storeroom was remarkably thin, as I understand it.
Affirmative.
Goodbye.
Temporary power source engaged.
Let go of me!
Very well. Go and live in the dirt, if that's truly where you belong. But don't think you'll find any of my people where you left them.
What do you mean?
You have a truly clever dog, my lady. Not only did it cure you, it created a living antidote. One that evolves with the virus. My scientists were delighted. Years of work at an end. No need for any more experiments.
Temporary outer skin engaged. Operating spatial travel facility.
How did this happen?
Initial analysis indicates irradiation weapon, Mistress. All life within the cave system has been eliminated. Experimentation factory also destroyed, Mistress.
Why did you do it, K-9? Why did you make the antidote? Why did you save me?
This unit programmed, 1, to collect and administer information, 2, to preserve and protect self, 3, to preserve and protect Mistress. Primary function overrides consideration of damage to timelines, Mistress.
If I hadn't been so obsessed with myself, so determined to escape from the palace, I might have seen something. I might have noticed some signs of these atrocities. All this was happening right under my nose. All this suffering, all this... I let it happen. If we hadn't come here, this was all my fault, K-9.
Questionable, Mistress.
How much power has the ship got?
Power source operating at 66.6 recurring percent capacity, Mistress.
Enough to get us out of here, then. Let's go.
It was the eve of wintertide. The air was warm and sweet when my lady called me to her side and I sat there at her feet. She told me how her love had died. She told her story well, for our faces gleamed with tears that night as she let her love, all contrite as she let her love, tell her tale.